What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, here on this Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode. First off, this is podcast, all things K-State sports, where that's fall sports coming in 2025, football, women's volleyball, women's soccer, men's women's golf, let's see, men's women's basketball, and so much more, including men's women's cross countries. First time on this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Yeah, so one more time, I might be able to squeeze in one more episode, a current episode tomorrow in the morning before I head off up north back to Minnesota tomorrow. We'll see what the schedule is because things are to come by pretty quick. Then I told y'all, K-State Nation, that depending on things here. I have recorded content ready for you guys for the rest of the week. So I got y'all covered. And again, if anything breaking happens between once I leave from Minnesota tomorrow morning early around this time or in between tomorrow morning and, of course, when I get back from Duluth on Sunday, which I don't know what time I'm getting back, that's going to have to wait. So we'll get you all squared away to next week. But in the time being, no, I got recorded content ready to rock and roll for y'all throughout the rest of the week. Obviously, K-State sports, all things K-State sports, so plenty go around here. So we'll see what happens, and I'm not sure now if I'm gonna record anything on the Podbean side of things. I gotta finish up and get ready to go to Duluth in the morning, obviously, for a big grandma's marathon weekend. Of course, you're truly going back up there to do the half. So almost three summers ago now, did the grandma's marathon, which turned out to be the second fastest marathon of the marathon adventures for yours truly. So very excited to go back. Definitely looking forward to Saturday. That is for sure. With all that surrounding that. So looking forward. This was not even cards this year anyway. And kind of the cards kind of fell my direction. Actually, so we're going to go up there. We're gonna race the big dogs. We're not going to be riding around back there. We're going to go up there and we're going to see what we got. This is going to be a good measuring stick to what's to come in the fall as well. So I'm very anxious to get up there and really, really excited for the rest of the week. Let's get through this quote-unquote, a.k.a. Friday, which is, today's Wednesday, a.k.a. Friday, because, yeah, that's because, hey, how about that PTO, baby? Pay time off. Oh, baby, really stacking up. But, yeah, man, that's the plan. For those of you new to the podcast, I'm going out of town tomorrow morning, but I have content recorded. And I'm probably going to change course and record some more tonight. So make sure you guys are taken care of there on that side. Obviously, we're on a calm period of things now as we get ready for the 2025 fall campaign, aka the new athletic calendar career. Athletic calendar for K-State sports in 2025. Through the 26th season. So that's what's on there. I did want to address that first again to you guys before hitting the road tomorrow morning. Staying on basketball, right? If y'all new to the podcast, y'all should have listened to the women's basketball episode yesterday. We're gonna just stay on that for today. Taj Manning, one of the leftovers still, one of probably only two or three leftovers on this team. He was selected to join the Athletes in Action Basketball International Tour this summer, traveling. He's going to be going to the Czech Republic here pretty soon. There to represent the Czech Republic's U-20 and U-23 national teams there. So he's going to be gone himself. And that is going to be the end of next week, June 28th, through July 11th. So, meaning we'll be a part of a selected comprised of 8 college basketball players from across the country. And, of course, Manning from Grandview. Woo-hoo-hoo! That's not too far from ET3. Grandview, Missouri, native, let's just take a look at his career, because he's been at K-State through what seems like 1,000 transition points, 22 games, including a start so far up to this point for K-State, 14 games with a start as a redshirt freshman back in 2023, the 2024 season. Athletes in Action is a faith-based organization that partners with college athletes across the country, organizing sports tours and leadership training experiences aimed at fostering personal development and global impact. So good for Ty Manning to get the nod there as well. And again, if I pull up this basketball roster, why I'm at it here, folks, it seems like he's been in 4 different rosters since he's been in Manhattan. Let me see if I can do that real quick. And actually, it's not even updated, really, yet. David Castillo, Taj Manning, let's say here, Tyreek Smith, and I'm pulling this off of kstatesports.com, by the way. This is the podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State Sports. Eddie Greer III here on this Wednesday, and ready to get this all knocked out. And of course, yeah, so I'm reading this right from the D-tab. Moby Iroha still on this team. Tyreek Smith, this is a name that, as I've heard several times this summer so far, Tyreek Smith. We have not said a name here on this K-State podcast anyway. So again, with men's basketball coming later on in the fall and all that, we're going to see another different change to Jerome Tang's roster, obviously. And look, man, you're once again bringing in a whole new cast of characters. Again, everything's got to mesh. And I said this. Puzzle. Everything has to fit. Everything has to fit. Last year obviously did not. And you're going in to a year where you need to get back to the tournament somehow. And me and Alex, again, and probably like for football as well, because look, man, the pieces have to fit. Everybody can play well individually. That's not a given. Everybody at this level can play. We all should know that by now. It's the fact that with this era of the transfer portal, players not happy, wanting playing time, moving around so much, and all that, you know, it takes everybody to get to where you're supposed to go. And again, I'm gonna be wait and see. I'm not gonna do. Look, I was in there a little bit with Coleman Hawkins, and especially in particular Doug McDaniel. Well, we saw how that all shook out this past year with K-State having another getting knocked out early in the Big 12 tournament and not being competitive, or at times not being competitive, just the inconsistency, and you're entering where, okay, you made some changes to the coaching staff, adding Driscoll from North Florida to the, which is huge, by the way. Matthew Driscoll, which I am familiar with. Look, I don't play basketball, but I'm familiar with that name. Living in Florida for a whole bunch of years, and so getting him was huge for K-State. But now it's up to the players. Again, I'm stealing something from the midday show yesterday, the radio show here in town, 96.5 The Fan. Look, at the end of the day, they were talking about the Royals and all that. You know, why they're not performing up to expectation. Well, K-State, look, again, you have guys, some guys can score, some guys can play defense. Again, it has to all come together, and we're not going to find out until we get closer and closer, obviously, till we hear a little bit more from practices, from obviously media folks that are more closer to the team than I am. I am in the KC metro area. So again, you know, Trosh Manning going through another transition phase there as well. So it's going to be interesting to see And he's one of the left holdovers. He, Castillo, really, because Tyreek Smith's new to the roster, and Moby was here last year. So, Moby didn't really... Now, Moby, he had his issues last year as well. So, man, you cannot screw around if you're Drontane this year. You better hope that... You better pray that everything clicks going into 2025, because you cannot afford to miss out on the NCAA tournament again. Just can't do it. So we'll see what happens. But Tosh Manning, kudos to him, because he could have easily hit the transfer portal, but he has stuck around, and now he's gonna here next week going over to. He's going to be going to represent the Czech Republic here next week, as he's going to be going overseas for a little bit over there, doing some work over there for athletes and acts. So kudos to him there, as well as now he's going to be part of the team, obviously, in 2025-26. That's why K-State looking to get men's basketball anyways, looking to get back to the NCAA tournament. And again, I know we're recording this, on Wednesday, June 18th, but man, it'll be nice to have a more competitive team. So we'll just have to see about that again. A lot more as we move along through the summer months here, but we're getting ready for football here, which is going to be almost two months away, folks, next week. crazy stuff. But yeah, Tosh Manning, we'll go to the checklist. Let me see one more time. Gosh darn it. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yes, I, PG-13 myself there. Tosh Manning will represent the Czech Republic there. Or join. Yeah. Join Athletes in Actions. Why did I say that? So, yeah, let me do this one more time. So, let me rephrase this again. Tosh Manning will join here in the next week. The Athletes in Action in Czech Republic. It's going to start on June 28th through July 11th there as well. So good. So exciting times for Tosh Manning there. Good work for him, as he's going to be doing some work over there overseas in the next couple of months. For a Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcasts are found free and available daily. Or when I have a chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode here on the podcast. Again, subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about that. Second thing, I'm not sure if I'm going to record tonight on the Podbean app. We'll have to see how the day goes, because, hey, I got to finish packing and get ready to rock and roll tomorrow morning there. But Podbean app, Greer 380's podcast, myself and Alex Aiden. If I don't get to recording tonight, definitely be first thing on Monday night of next week. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from an overcast, humid Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.